3. Soapy's choice. It was a cold and windy autumn day in New York City. Soapy was sitting on a bench in Madison Square Park. He always sat on the same bench. He was a little nervous because winter was on its way. He watched the dead leaves falling from the trees. This was a sign of the coming winter. He had to get ready for it. "It is time for me to go to a warm place," said Soapy to himself. Of course, he was not planning to go on a Mediterranean cruise or to a warm island in the south. He just wanted to go to prison on Blackwell's Island. He wanted to spend the 3 months of winter there. In fact, he usually spent his winters in prison. Soapy decided to go there at once. When he slept on the park bench the night before, there were 3 newspapers under his coat and around his ankles. But they did not keep him warm at all. Soapy had several ways of getting himself into prison. The best method was to dine at a luxurious, expensive restaurant and leave without paying the bill. Then the waiters would call the police, and he would find himself in prison. He decided to try this easy and pleasant method. He left the park quickly. He walked from Madison Square to Broadway. He stopped in front of a brightly lit restaurant. "I will eat a roasted chicken," he said to himself. "It will keep me full until I get into prison." He decided to order a bottle of expensive French wine and cheese too. "And I will ask the waiters to buy me a cigar," he said to himself with a smile on his face. But first, he had to get to a table near the door and sit down quickly. "When I am sitting, nobody will see my shabby trousers or shoes. They will only see my coat and shirt. They are quite clean, and I have a tie on," he said to himself. The coat, shirt, and tie belonged to a dead man. The man's kind wife gave them to Soapy on Thanksgiving Day. Soapy entered the restaurant. As he was walking to the nearest table, the head waiter noticed his old dirty trousers and shoes. With his strong hands, he quickly and silently turned Soapy round and pushed him out the door to the sidewalk. Soapy stood on the sidewalk for a while. "I must try another method," he said to himself. Then he walked to the corner of 6th Street. He noticed a brightly lit shop window. He stopped in front of it and picked up a cobblestone from the sidewalk. He threw it at the shop's window and smashed it into pieces. Several people came running round the corner. In front of the group, there was a policeman. Soapy just stood there with his hands in his pockets. He smiled to himself when he saw the policeman. "Who broke this window? Did you see him?" the policeman asked Soapy.
"I did it.
There was no one else here," he answered in a friendly way. The policeman did not believe Soapy, because if a man breaks a shop window, he runs away. Just at that moment, a man was running to catch a taxi. So the policeman began to run after that man with his club in his hand. Soapy was disappointed again.
"I have no luck today," he thought to himself sadly.
There was another restaurant across the street. It was not an expensive or luxurious one. he could walk in there with his old dirty shoes and trousers on. The customers were poor people. He went in and sat at a table. He had a steak, pancakes, doughnuts, and a slice of pie. After this big meal, he called the waiter and said, "I don't have any money. I won't pay the bill. You can call a policeman, but be quick. I can't wait." "We don't need a policeman," said the waiter angrily. He called another waiter, and together they threw Soapy out. They gave him a good beating outside. There was a policeman standing in front of a nearby shop. He saw the beating, but he just laughed and walked away. Soapy got back on his feet and began to walk down the street. After a few minutes of walking, he saw a young, nicely dressed woman. She was looking at a window shop. And there was a policeman next to a lamppost, about 2 meters away from her. Soapy thought this was a good chance for him. He went near the woman and began to stare at her. He tried to catch her attention with a few coughs, but the woman moved away a little. Meanwhile, the policeman was watching Soapy. Then Soapy came closer to the woman and in a bold way said, "Ah, nice lady, can I buy you a drink somewhere?" The policeman was still looking, and Soapy thought to himself, "She will call this policeman now, and he will take me to the police station." But surprisingly, the woman held out her hand to Soapy and caught his coat sleeve. "Oh, sure. I'd love to have a beer with you," she said quietly. "I didn't speak to you at first because the policeman was looking at us." So, Soapy had to walk together with the woman. But he quickly sent the woman away at the next corner. Soapy was very upset now. "How am I going to get in prison?" he thought as he walked. Then he stopped in an area with theatres and opera houses around. He sadly looked at the rich men in their heavy coats and women in thick fur coats. They were walking happily in the cold weather. They didn't mind the cold or the wind. He saw a policeman in front of a theatre hall. Soapy suddenly decided to try another method. He stood in the middle of the sidewalk. He began to scream and say stupid things like a drunken man. The policeman saw this, but didn't do anything. He turned his back to Soapy and spoke to a man nearby. "He drank a lot of alcohol. He is drunk, but not dangerous. We don't arrest these people," he said. Soapy was disappointed once again. He was very angry at all the policemen. Why didn't they arrest him? What was wrong with them? Then he saw a well-dressed man entering a shop. The man placed his silk umbrella against the door and began to talk to the shopkeeper. Soapy went inside quietly. He stole the umbrella and walked out with it. The well-dressed man saw this and shouted, "Hey, it's my umbrella!" Soapy stopped and said, "Yes, it is. Why don't you call the policeman on the corner?" The policeman came near them. Then the well-dressed man said to Soapy, "Oh, I am sorry, I made a mistake. I took this umbrella at the cafe this morning, but if it is yours,
Please forgive me.
Of course, it's mine, said Soapy angrily. Then he walked away with the umbrella. Then the policeman went away to help an old woman across the street. It was getting darker and much colder.
Soapy hated all the policemen. They were not doing their job. He threw the umbrella away angrily. He lost all his hope and began walking to Madison Square Park. He was going back home, to his bench. While he was walking through a quiet street, he saw a little old church. A soft light was glowing through one its small windows. He stopped in front of that window and heard sweet music coming from inside. This place is just like the churchyard in my hometown, thought Soapy to himself, sadly. Then he thought about his old days. He was a good and happy man in those years. He thought about his mother, his friends, and his plans for the future. Then he thought about his life now. I don't have a home. I have got no money. My biggest wish is to spend the winter in prison. And suddenly, he made an important decision. He decided to change and become good again. Tomorrow, I will find a job. I will work and have a normal life. Just at that moment, someone touched his arm. Soapy turned around. It was a policeman.
What are you doing here? Asked the policeman.
Nothing. I'm just standing here and listening to the music inside, answered Soapy.
You must come with me, said the policeman.
He took Soapy to the police station. The next morning, in the police court, the judge said,
3 months in prison on Blackwell's Island.